Hello, everybody. Thank you for calling Jewish Stories and More. Today I have an amazing story. It's a true story, and it happened to me. Only that I will change a few details to protect the privacy of the other person. So, as you may know, I am a teacher of Jewish education, and I teach a lot of different kinds of people. I specialize in teaching people who have special challenges. And one of the people that I teach is a young lady, young Jewish lady. She's 13 years old. So she just had her bas mitzvah last year. She did not celebrate her bas mitzvah at all, unfortunately. And that's because that she lives in a situation in which she doesn't know any other Jewish people besides me. And she lives very far away. She lives in another state. I won't tell you exactly the state, but it's very far away. And also, I won't tell you her name, but let's give her a name just to make things easier. Let's call her Rivka. And let's say that she lives in the state of Iowa, which she doesn't. But we'll just say that to protect her privacy. So Rivka from the state of Iowa. Now, why doesn't she know any other Jewish people? What about her parents? So the answer is that unfortunately, her father's not Jewish. I say unfortunately because the Torah says very clearly that a Jewish person may not marry a non-Jewish person, even if that non-Jewish person is a great person. And a non-Jewish person may not marry a Jewish person, even if that Jewish person is a great person. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem, for reasons that he knows, decided that Jewish people must marry Jewish people. And non-Jewish people, or perhaps we should call them Noahides, people who keep the seven commandments of the children of Noah, which is another way of serving Hashem. It's a Torah way of serving Hashem. They must marry other Noahides. That's how Hashem wants it. So it's therefore unfortunate to say that her father is not a Jewish person. Her mother is a Jewish person. Well, unfortunately, her mother was a Jewish person. Her mother passed away about 6 months ago, and therefore, she doesn't know any other Jewish people. Actually, I must correct myself. She does have also a brother who is also Jewish, but she's not in touch with him, or barely. She is being raised by a relative who, besides not being Jewish, also wants to get her to be Christian. Which, of course, a Jewish person must never, never become Christian, but she's all by herself. I get a chance to talk to her only maybe a half hour every few weeks. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And that's because her father, although he's not a Jewish person, he's a Noahide, he's a very nice guy. And he does, whenever she is visiting with him, once every few weeks, he tries to call me and give me a chance to teach Torah to Rivka. So every few weeks, this usually happens for a half hour or so, I get a chance to talk to Rivka, and we talk about Torah and mitzvahs. And so she doesn't really know that much about Torah and mitzvahs because in between my lessons, she's having a lot of lessons from people who are trying to make her into a Christian. Now, of course, a Jew can never truly become a Christian because a Jew... it's a Jew because Hashem made the person a Jew. And therefore, the person has a Jewish soul, which can never be changed into a non-Jewish soul. But they're trying. And therefore, they try to make her forget as much as possible anything that I teach her. And they're trying to make sure that she becomes a non-Jew. They make her go to church all the time and so forth. So this is the situation. So I was talking to her the other day. And we were talking about Hanukkah, Rivka and I. And, you know, she's very nice. I've actually known the family for years. It's always been a very small amount of Torah that I could teach them for various reasons. But, you know, she knows me. She's known me since she was about 7 or so, 8 years old. But the amount of Torah that we can actually learn together is small. So in between, she often forgets about basic ideas. So it was Hanukkah. And I was talking to her about Hanukkah. We were discussing the miracle of Hanukkah and some of the particular stories with Yehudis and Matthew and the Maccabees and miracle of the war and the miracle of the oil. And she mentioned to me that her birthday was actually the day before. So I said, oh, maybe you were born during Hanukkah. So she said, well, yeah, my birthday was yesterday and it's the middle of Hanukkah. I said, yes, that's true. But since the Jewish calendar is different than the non-Jewish calendar, it could be that only this year your birthday is during Hanukkah, but another year, for example, when you were born, perhaps it was not so. So I quickly looked up, and sure enough, Baruch Hashem, she was born on Hanukkah. And which day of Hanukkah? Zos Hanukkah, the last day of Hanukkah. The last day of Hanukkah has a special name. Zos Hanukkah means this is Hanukkah, because all of the lights of Hanukkah constantly increase from 1 to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the last night, 8 lights, and all the lights of Hanukkah are lit the last night. And therefore, it's called Zos Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah. This is the night that contains all the light of Hanukkah. So I explained to her that the last night of Hanukkah is a very, very special time. And the last day of Hanukkah is a very, very special time. And we discussed that for a while. And after a while, she said, wow, that's really amazing that I was born on the last day and the most special day of Hanukkah. I mean, each day of Hanukkah is special, of course. The first day is special because of its specialty. The fifth day is special because then it's mostly lights versus candles that are not lit. But the eighth day has this very, very, very special quality. And she said, it's really amazing that I was born on that day. And during this discussion, I realized that it really meant a lot to her. That even though they're trying to force her to be Christian, and even though she's had very little Jewish education, even as much as I've been trying over the years, but really, she doesn't live in my area. It's hard to get in touch with her usually. It's been hard to give her any Jewish education. And the amount she has is something, but it's not much. And yet she was really expressing to me how she really, really is impressed with this idea that, wow, I was born not only on Hanukkah, but the last day of Hanukkah, the special day in which all the Hanukkah candles are lit. We talked about it for a while, and I was very, very moved by how much it meant to her. And after a while, the phone conversation ended, and hopefully in a few weeks, I'll have a chance to talk to her again. But I was thinking, like, wow, that's really a Hanukkah miracle. That's really a Hanukkah miracle that she was born on the last day of Hanukkah. Why? Because look at her situation. All these years, she's now 13, she's had a very, very small amount of Judaism. Even though her mother is Jewish and her mother's mother was Jewish, I knew her mother's mother actually. But nevertheless, whatever, by divine providence, Hashgacha Pratis, she's had very, very, very little opportunity to practice Judaism. And what's going to be in the next 5-6 years until she's old enough to go out on her own? Also, she's likely to have almost no Judaism in her life, almost no Jewish contact with any Jewish people. She doesn't know a single person in her town who's Jewish, not one. Her brother doesn't live. She has a brother a few years older than her. He doesn't live in that town either. He's not in touch very much, if at all. So what's her Jewish connection? What chance is there that this Jewish girl who's 100% Jewish, her mother's Jewish, her mother's mother's Jewish, her mother's mother's mother was Jewish, all the way back to Sarah. What chance is there of her growing up to be a Jew who knows about Judaism, keeps the mitzvahs, who's going to marry another Jewish person, as the Torah says she must, who's going to be able to build a Jewish home? What chance is there? The odds are way against her. The odds are way, way, way against her. But to me, it seems that Hashem did a big miracle for her, that he sent her soul down to this world on the last day of Hanukkah. Because of all holidays in the year, the one that the most people know about, I think, is Hanukkah. And therefore, every year when she hears that Hanukkah is coming, I think that she will have a deep feeling inside of her heart and her mind. Oh, Hanukkah, that's my holiday. That is a day that means something to me because it's a Jewish holiday, and it's a holiday of lighting candles and a holiday of making light out of darkness, transforming darkness into light. And it means something to me. And maybe during the year also, she might occasionally think, oh yeah, I'm a Jewish girl. Maybe even when they're forcing her to go to church in the middle of the whole thing, she'll say, wait a minute, I don't really belong here. I'm Jewish. I was born on the last day of Hanukkah. I'm a Hanukkah girl. I'm a Jewish girl. And hopefully that thought will help her to do what she has to do to connect with Judaism as she grows up, whether through me or through other good sources of Judaism. Hopefully I'm a good source of Judaism. I try. And hopefully, God willing, she'll be able to grow as a Jew in her knowledge and her practice of Judaism and be able to meet a nice young Jewish man and build a beautiful Jewish home together and be blessed with many, many Jewish children who she raises also to Torah mitzvahs, God willing. But what will give her a chance, I think, is, of course, that Hashem is helping her. But in what way is Hashem helping her? It seems to me by giving her this special birthday so that she has a handle to hold on to connect with her Judaism through the divine providence that of all days of the year, her soul came down to this world on Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. May we hear good news for Rivka of Iowa. Of course, made-up name Rivka, made-up name place Iowa, but just to protect her privacy. May Hashem help her, and of course her brother too, a couple years older than her. It's also not quite the same situation, but similar. And all children like her, all young people like her and like her brother who are, by divine providence, disconnected from Judaism or minimally connected to Judaism, or maybe don't even know they're Jewish. Hashem should help them to discover it and discover the beauty and the greatness and awesomeness of Judaism and to live a full Jewish life in every sense of the word, even a Mashiach and Geulatic life, a life of the redemption, a life of Mashiach. May we all quickly see this galus, this exile transformed into Geula, and may Hashem protect every single Jewish person. So important to think about and pray for at this time to release the hostages, and that all Jewish people should be protected and Israel should be fully protected and fully safe and expanded to the borders that Hashem decreed for it in the Torah, its full length and breadth of the land, and the entire world should experience Mashiach and redemption and be transformed, and all the people in the world should be transformed into the kind of people that Hashem had in mind when he created our universe. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and please remember that you have a critical role to play in this process of bringing Mashiach and redemption, and that is that you, as well as me, as well as every individual person, can accomplish things in the area of goodness and kindness in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, which nobody else can accomplish. Each person has their role to play. Just like a team, every member of the team has to do their job. And all of us are really on the same team to bring Mashiach, to bring the redemption through goodness and kindness, through keeping the seven mitzvahs of the children of Noah, and by keeping, for those who are Jewish, the 613 commandments, as well as all the commandments of the Rabbanim and all of Torah mitzvahs, and to bring Mashiach and bring the redemption quickly, 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 immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.